way of kindness, even in the lowest of the low. An old woman rises suddenly to light. She passes with her basket and penny fare. She was of those good souls who had always been absolved. In life, so many poor creatures. The bright side, the loose sun, the steeple. A warm day, black clothes feel it more, black eyelids walk and happy. But she prefers yesterday's hot young somewhere. Steal a day, keep it forever, a day come to kind faces, cries scented with fennel. A day might meet two, well getting on to sundown the shadows. A shiver of the signal passed on. A mother watches, calls her children home into dark violet. Ithaca sighs into her needless now, hitches herself to the sifting moments. She feels the cool hand caress her face, hears the rustle of starlings' wings outside. Ice chips dissolve beneath soil and the warm regard of spring. Her eyes focus on. Ithaca does not cry for her perfect when. She dangles from her daughter's hand. It measures each shudder of breath. She clutches, she hopes, with a passing of a mother's finger, she will not dim overmuch. Then finally, she and she alone. Mark this further and remember. The end comes suddenly of rash, violent quietude, of rather. And that's the end.
Wow. Lovely. We will be right back to talk to Travis Cibula a little bit more about Ithaca, A Life in Four Fragments in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Another news flash from KRFC. We're a community radio station and always need your support. Yes, financially, but we also need DJs, programmers, board operators, and the training is free. Just give us a little of your time and you'll get that community feeling of coming together. Do your part and call 221-5075. That's 221-5075.
And you're listening to KRFC 88.9 in Fort Collins. You can also listen streaming online anytime by going to www.krfcfm.org. And this is the Poetry Show. And if you've been listening, you've heard Travis Cibula reading from Ithaca, A Life in Four Fragments, which he's just concluded reading. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
What drew you to write about... What drew you to Ithaca, the nation state of ancient Rome?
It was ancient Greece.
Greece.
It was, I was trying to think of a good name that might fit in and have some resonance in different ways rather than just a person. And for those of you who are listening who don't know, Homer's Odyssey is about Odysseus attempting to get back home after the Trojan War, and takes 10 years to get there. But the name of his home is actually Ithaca. That's where Odysseus was from. So that's the connection there. So I had originally bounced around ideas of possibly naming the main character, the entity, if you will, Molly, after the character in Ulysses, the Joyce's character, but decided to stick with Ithaca in this case. just so it would have some, possibly some other resonance with some of the politics and things that